If strength training or food planning feels miserable, it's not because it's hard. It's because you've trained your brain to only enjoy life when you're consuming, distracting, or numbing. And today, we're going to talk about how to take that power back. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 102. All right, my friends, we're talking about such a good topic today because we're talking about enjoyment, what it actually means to enjoy something. What makes something feel like a good time? And when it comes to toning your arms, staying consistent, or building habits you actually keep, enjoyment matters more than almost anything else. Enjoyment is simply the experience of having a good time, feeling at ease, feeling satisfied, feeling like what you're doing isn't a battle with yourself. Now, here's the part most people miss. Whether or not you enjoy something has very little to do with the thing itself. It has everything to do with the thoughts running through your mind while you're doing it. Most women believe enjoyment works like this. An activity is either enjoyable or it's not. You either like working out or you don't. You either like eating a certain way or you don't. You either enjoy taking care of yourself or you don't. But that's not actually how the think, feel, act cycle works. And this is especially important if you're trying to change your relationship with your body, your arms, or your consistency, because so many women have mentally linked effort, discipline, and arm toning with struggle, deprivation, or punishment. So of course, it feels miserable. I want to give you two examples that make this really clear. Examples that show you enjoyment isn't built into an activity, it's created by what you're thinking while you're doing it. The two examples are strength training and food planning. I hear women say all the time, "I hate lifting weights. It's boring. It's uncomfortable. I'm bad at it." Or, "I hate planning my food. I don't want to think about it. I want to eat like a normal person. It feels so restrictive." But here's the thing. Have you ever watched how naturally kids move through their day, move with their bodies, or eat when they're hungry? Little kids squat, climb, push, pull, carry things around, and they don't overthink it. They're not calling it a workout. They're not tracking it. They're not moving because moving feels good. And when they eat, they eat. They stop when they're done. There's no moral judgment, no story about being good or bad, right? No second guessing. Enjoyment is available to them because their minds are quiet. They don't yet have all the layers of judgment that adults do. They're not thinking, "I look ridiculous doing this." They're not thinking, "I'm bad at this." They're not thinking, "This shouldn't feel hard," right? They're not thinking, "I already messed this up." They just move. They just eat. They trust their bodies. Now, I know some of you are already thinking, "Yeah, but that's different. I'm not good at strength training. I don't know how to plan food. I've tried and failed before." And I want you to really hear this. Someone who strength trains is simply a person who moves her body against resistance. That's it. There's no requirement to be coordinated, confident, thin, or athletic. If you can lift something, push something, or hold your own body weight, you qualify. And someone who plans food is simply a person who decides ahead of time what she's going to eat. You already make food decisions every day. You already know how to eat. The skill is not missing. What's missing is the willingness to do it without judging yourself while you're doing it. Because the reason you say, I hate strength training or food planning doesn't work for me has very little to do with the activity itself. It has everything to do with the thoughts you're thinking while you're doing it. This is the think, feel, act cycle in real time. If you're lifting weights and the thought is, I look stupid, I'm doing this wrong, this should be easier by now, you're going to feel embarrassed or defeated. And when you feel that way, you stop showing up. You skip workouts. You quit. And if you're looking at your food plan and thinking, oh, this is too restrictive, I can't stick to this, I always mess this up, you're going to feel deprived or discouraged. And discouraged people abandon the plan before they even begin. But notice this. Strength training didn't make you feel defeated. Food planning didn't make you feel deprived. Your thoughts did. Nothing creates a feeling until your mind assigns meaning to it. So here's the bad news and the good news. Whether or not you enjoy strength training or food planning is up to you. It's your responsibility. And I know that can feel heavy. One more thing I have to manage. But I actually think this is incredible news because if it's up to you, then you can look at what you're thinking. You can notice how the think, feel, act cycle is playing out. And if you can, and then you can change it, right? So here's where I'm going to say something that might be a little uncomfortable. You do not need to love strength training. You do not need to become a meal prep queen. You do not need to be disciplined, motivated, or good at this. You just need to stop verbally abusing yourself while you're doing it. Seriously. I can start to enjoy strength training and food planning, even if my brain wants to say, you look ridiculous, you're bad at this, this isn't working, this is pointless. Not because I suddenly become stronger or more consistent, not because I mastered anything, but because I changed the thoughts running through my mind. And here's the part most people don't like hearing. No one can do that for you. Right? No coach, no program, no meal plan, no workout, no calendar, no accountability buddy gets to crawl into your brain and fix your think, feel, act cycle. That part is yours. So yes, it is your responsibility. And before your brain goes, oh, great, another thing I have to manage, let me flip that for you. This is incredible news. Because if enjoyment is up to you, then there is always the possibility of enjoying what you're doing, right? Even strength training, even food planning, even the parts you labeled as hard, boring, or restrictive. If you're willing to pay attention to your thoughts, right? If you're willing to notice how those thoughts make you feel, if you're willing to watch what you do as a result, then you get to decide, do I actually want to keep thinking this? Is this thought helping me? Is it making me stronger? Is it building trust? Or is it just familiar? And if it's not working, you can challenge it, right? On purpose. You don't have to jump straight to positive thinking. That's not required. But you can stop saying things like, I suck at this. This is pointless, or I'll never stick to anything. You can start with neutral, right? This is what I planned. This is what I'm doing today. This is me practicing. Now, here's where it's going to get maybe a little controversial. Most women are not failing at arm toning because of workouts or food. They're struggling because they've outsourced enjoyment and relief to dopamine. And food is just one of the many places it shows up, right? Scrolling, shopping, wine nights, snacking, checking your phone, online carts, endless podcasts, binge watching, looking for the next distraction, right? We've trained our brains to believe that enjoyment comes from escaping the moment, not being in it. Of course, strength training feels annoying, right? So of course, food planning feels restrictive. So of course, slowing down feels uncomfortable. And I hear this all the time. If I plan my food, my life will feel boring. If I don't scroll at night, I won't relax. If I can't use food to cope, then what's left? I'm not going to sugarcoat this. If consumption is the best part of your day, something is off. If distraction is how you get through life, something is off. If you can't be with yourself without numbing, something is off. And that doesn't mean you're broken. It means you've been taught the wrong thing. Enjoyment does not come from what you consume. It comes from what you're thinking while you're living your life. And until you're willing to take responsibility for that, no arm workout, no food plan, or any program will ever feel sustainable. That's the truth. I'm not saying this means you can never enjoy dessert or a glass of wine or a night on the couch scrolling your phone. Okay, that's not the point. But if the thought of going to a party or a dinner or even just being at home in the evening without using something to make it tolerable makes your brain say, why would I even bother? That is something you want to know about yourself, not to judge, not to shame, just notice. The real reason your brain is convinced you'll be bored, uncomfortable, or miserable without eating, drinking, scrolling, shopping, or distracting yourself is because you've trained it to believe that consumption is the primary way you enjoy life, right? Food is one way. Alcohol is one way. Your phone is one way. Staying busy is one way. Noise is one way. And this isn't your fault, okay? No one ever sat you down and taught you how your brain actually works. No one taught you the think, feel, act cycle, right? No one probably taught you that if you're not enjoying yourself, the first place to look is not outside of you, but inside your own mind. We weren't taught to ask, what am I thinking right now? We weren't taught to ask, how is this thought making me feel? We weren't taught to ask, what am I doing as a result? Of course, when you're in a situation that feels awkward, uncomfortable, boring, or insecure, your brain looks for relief. And grabbing food or pouring a drink or picking up your phone or staying distracted, that feels like the solution. It feels like this will help me have a good time. Okay. The problem comes when that becomes the only way you know how to change how you feel. When consumption becomes your emotional life raft. Because once that happens, you don't actually learn how to stay afloat on your own. And this is exactly what happened to me. I like to think about it like those water wings that you put on kids when they're learning to swim. Those inflatable armbands that keep them afloat while they're still figuring it out. Now imagine if every single time you went into the water, you put those on, right? Not just at the beginning, not just while learning, every time. You'd never learn how to float. You'd never trust your body. You'd never build the skill. Now imagine doing that for years, maybe decades. Every time you stepped into discomfort, you reached for something to help you float. Food, wine, your phone. Distraction, noise, busy, right? Something to take the edge off. And then one day you don't, you go into the pool without your floaties. Your brain would absolutely freak out, right? It would start screaming, right? This is hard. I don't like this. This feels uncomfortable. I need my crutch back right now. So what would you do? You'd probably get out of the water, right? You'd probably decide, yeah, I don't like this. I'm not cut out for this. And you'd avoid swimming, without them in the future, right? This is exactly what happens for so many women when they try to change how they eat, right? How they move or how they take care of themselves, right? You remove the numbing, you remove the constant dopamine hits, right? You remove the distraction, and suddenly your brain says, nope, I don't like this. This feels bad. This isn't enjoyable. Why would I choose this? You're in the water without your floaties. And I get it. Listen, I didn't like it either. Okay. For a long time, I struggled to enjoy myself in my own life, not because anything was wrong with my life, but because my mind was loud, right? So much mental chatter, so many thoughts about not fitting in, about other women being more confident, more successful, more put together, about me being behind or not enough. And all of that created anxiety and awkwardness and insecurity. That was my think, feel, act cycle playing out. But I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know my feelings were coming from my thoughts. I didn't know that I could question them. I didn't know I could change them. I just knew that when I felt uncomfortable in my body or in a room or in my own head, I wanted out of that feeling as fast as possible. What I slowly started to learn without realizing it at the time was that if I could distract myself enough, if I could give my brain a quick hit of dopamine, I felt better. Scrolling helped, snacking helped, staying busy helped, just checking out helped, right? I could finally relax. I could finally stop overthinking, right? I could finally feel like myself. And the more I did that, the more my brain decided, oh, this is the solution. Let's do more of this. I got to a point where not having, you know, some kind of dopamine buffer felt like being in the pool without floaties. I didn't like it. It felt uncomfortable. My brain would say, why would you do this? Why would you sit with your thoughts? Why would you eat intentionally? Why would you slow down? Why would you strength train without distracting yourself, right? I didn't like it at all. My brain had become so used to dopamine as the way to feel okay, to feel confident, that I had no idea how much power I actually had in my own mind to create enjoyment without it. And here's the wild part. I didn't even realize I was the one creating the experience of not enjoying myself. Because every time I reached for distraction to quiet my mind, the underlying thoughts were still there, right? The insecurity, the comparison, the not enoughness, the pressure, none of that changed. So every time I tried to eat more intentionally or be present in my body, right? Strength train, it didn't feel good. And I jumped to the wrong conclusion. This just doesn't work for me, right? This is boring. This is miserable. When really nothing had changed, except I wasn't covering up my thoughts anymore. I didn't yet understand how the cycle worked. I truly believed that taking care of myself, right, or slowing down, planning food, strength training was inherently unenjoyable. And that is a dangerous belief to carry if you want to change a habit, because your enjoyment is up to you. You can either hand that responsibility over to the things you consume, right? Food, scrolling, busyness, distraction, noise, whatever. Or you can decide to take responsibility for yourself. You can decide that you don't need dopamine to convince yourself you're having a good time. Because if you leave those thoughts unchecked, if that think, feel, act cycle just keeps looping over and over, you know, only feeling better when you numb out, you can see where that leads, right? A life of floaties. Always needing something, always buffering, never trusting yourself, never learning how to stay present in your own life. And on the flip side, there is so much freedom in realizing you don't need anything outside of yourself, outside of you to enjoy yourself. You don't need food. You don't need distraction. You don't need constant stimulation. You get to create enjoyment from the inside out. And once you understand that, strength training stops feeling like punishment. Food planning stops feeling like restriction. And your life stops feeling like something that you need to escape from. Listen, that's real freedom. I've been practicing this for years now, learning how to create enjoyment without numbing out. And like anything else, it has gotten easier with practice. Listen, the beginning was rough. I remember the first time I truly committed to taking care of myself differently, right? Planning my food, strength training consistently, not using distraction to get through it. I dreaded it. I remember thinking, this is going to be miserable. This is going to feel hard. I'm going to hate this. But it mattered to me. I wanted to show up for myself, even though I was afraid I'd fail or feel uncomfortable. I remember one of the first times I strength trained without distracting myself. I wasn't in the gym scrolling or rushing, just me and my body. And I was so aware of everything, right? What my arms looked like, how awkward I felt, how unsure I was, what my form looked like, what I imagined other people might be thinking, right? My brain was loud. You look weird. You don't know what you're doing. Why does this feel so uncomfortable? You should be better at this by now. And I remember thinking, I technically want strong arms. I know I want this result, but I do not like what this feels like right now. Listen, it was challenging because my brain had been trained for years to believe that effort required distraction, that discomfort needed to be covered up, that the way to enjoy life was to check out a little. And my brain kept offering me the same argument. This is not how we do this. This is too slow. This is too uncomfortable. Let's just stop. But, you know, I kept practicing. And here's what's wild. A couple years later, strength training feels normal to me. Planning food feels grounding. Being present in my body feels safe. And not because I became a different person, right? Not because I magically gained confidence, but because I practiced paying attention to my thoughts. I practice noticing if I'm not enjoying this moment, it's not because of the workout or the food plan. It's because of what I'm thinking right now. And I realized I had three options. I could change my thoughts. I could go back to numbing and distracting, or I could decide to never take care of myself, right? Those were the real choices. And I practiced changing my thoughts. That's why I can be in such a different place now. So here's what I want you to do. If you're not enjoying your arm journey, it's time to question a few things. First, what do you really believe creates enjoyment? Is it what you're doing? Or is it what you're thinking while you're doing it? Okay, write that down. Second, what are your thoughts about taking care of yourself and enjoying your life at the same time? Does your brain believe that's possible? Or does it think, I can be healthy, but it's going to be boring, restrictive, and hard? So get honest and put it on paper. And then third, think back to a recent moment where you didn't enjoy something, right? Like a workout, a meal, an evening alone. Like, what were you thinking? Capture those thoughts, because this is how you start showing your brain that it wasn't the circumstance, it was your thinking. And then fourth, ask yourself this, is it really possible for you to change your think, feel, act cycle if you're always covering up how you feel instead of learning how to be with yourself? Your enjoyment is your responsibility. And I promise you, this is the best news there is. So as always, send me your questions, your thoughts, or any topics that you want me to cover on the podcast. And if you're enjoying the show, It would mean the world to me if you'd head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Okay, my friends, I'll see you next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode. We'll be right back.